must be true. So welcome back to the stage, the Great Northern Radio Players for A Cordwood Christmas.
These were wild and woolly times in East Polk County, Minnesota, a land settlers called the 13 Towns. The dense forests of the region were giving way to fertile farmland, thanks in no small part to the lumberjacks clearing the forests at this time. There were a dozen bars like this in the 13 towns, each catering to working men far from home. But of all the lumberjacks, none were more memorable than Peter Ledang. At 4'9", Peter Ledang was known as a hard-working jack, one who could tip a glass and liked to fight. Even though he was half the size of most of the other men, his tenacity won him respect, and men quickly learned not to accept his challenges.
Pop, I say, fisticuffs is my specialty.
Hey, Cornwood Pete, lay off the hard spirits tonight, huh?
Fear not, madame. I only fight men who cause trouble. For instance, look at that guy. He's got brown shoes and a black belt. That's unacceptable, sir.
There was just one small thing. When the constable decided to investigate Pete's background, they found he came from Bangor, Maine. Yes, just like another lumberjack whose name everyone knew, Paul Bunyan. Peter Ledang had changed his name from Peter Bunyan. Cordwood Pete was Paul Bunyan's younger brother.
But Paul ate all the food. Malnourishment. Malnourishment is the cause of my small stature.
You poor thing. A man's gotta eat. That's just not right. Here, have this new kind of flapjack I've been a-making. It's a flapjack with tomato sauce and cheese and something called pepperoni on the top of it.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Well, how do you like that?
Oh, it's all right. You know, for the kind of flapjacks covered in tomatoes and cheese and meat you might find at a bar.
Now, Cordwood Pete was teased for his size, but he made up for it by traveling across the land to steal Paul's axe. Though it was heavy for him, he was able to swing it so hard he couldn't stop. Spinning like a lawnmower blade, he cleared the land of the 13 towns for farming all in one day.
Hey, everyone! Let's hear it for Cordwood Pete!
Yeah. Woo! That's really awesome!
Thank you, everybody! Thank you, everybody! Drinks are on me! And since I cut down all the trees, we don't have to work tomorrow! Or the next day. In fact, I understand they'll be closing all the logging camps forever. And you're welcome.
I need to work.
The logging days were done, and most of the men took up farming or left for other parts of the country. But what many don't know, like all folk legends, Peter Ledang proved to be immortal. The reports indicated he died at the age of 84. The truth is that Peter Ledang and Paul Bunyan never died. Cordwood Pete may be found at the same bar in Fauston even today. Sadly, even on Christmas Eve. Here he is now.
Hey, Pete! What can I get you?
Well, I think I'll have a Zima.
Jeez! My stars and garters, Pete. Who still drinks Zima? They don't even make Zima anymore. What are you, some kind of relic from the past?
It's my world. My world, it keeps changing.
Pete was anxious. This was the day his brother Paul was set to visit from Bemidji. The two hadn't spoken since a very unfortunate family reunion in 1906, which resulted in the great San Francisco earthquake of that year. His constant friend Tamarack the Donkey was always there for him.
I can't believe Paul's coming to visit. Everybody's going to love him and forget that I'm the guy who lived here my whole life.
Now, what makes you say that? Do you think this town would have a world-class grain elevator or vegetable processing plant if you hadn't cleared the forests? Do you think Erskine Manufacturing would be making quality skid steer attachments and mower decks here without the work you did all those years ago? No one will forget Cordwood Pete. I think the real question here is, how do you feel about the relationship with your brother?
Oh, you know me well, donkey friend. Yes, I always feel overshadowed by my older brother. He has statues in towns all over Minnesota, and I have one relatively small statue here in Fauston. People only know about me from the city's website. It's full of errors. For instance, I'm 4'12", not 4'9".
Pete.
What?
Pete.
I mean, okay, fine. I'm 4'9", but not when I'm wearing boots. It's just...
Oh, my! Look at what just came a-walking through the door. I've never seen a man so big.
Oh, no, he's here.
Okay, now just keep your cool. This is a opportunity to reconcile your fears and resentments with your brother.
My what? I'll fight you, donkey!
No fighting, just here he is.
Well, hello, Pete. It's been a long time.
Well, hi, Paul. Yeah, a few years. A lot of water under the bridge.
Yes, indeed.
Well, hey, you tall, bearded fella. What can I get you?
A bucket of whiskey.
Well, we normally don't serve whiskey that way, but considering your size, I suppose...
Don't worry, two of those and I'm still blowing .04.
I'll have the same.
Pete, now you know you can't do that. Not after what happened last year. You punched the TV because you didn't agree with the home designer on TLC.
Well, you never paint a bedroom green. Never. I'll just have a root beer.
Pete, I know it's been hard between us. I haven't always been a good brother to you. I haven't given you much credit and don't call much.
And?
When we were children, I ate all your food, so you stayed tiny while I grew 20 feet tall and became a beloved part of the national folklore.
Oh, there it is!
I was so hungry, Pete, so hungry. I woke up every morning and my pants were too short. My bones ached all the time. I was in a lot of pain. And Mom and Dad were always so distant with us. I had no one to talk to.
Well, you could have talked to me. Now, there's an idea. Talk to your brother instead of eating all his food.
Looking back, that's what I should have done. But that was a long time ago. Maybe things could be different now.
Well, it's just that I'm so short. Nobody cares about me anymore. Everybody still talks about you, but hardly anyone remembers the story of Cordwood Pete.
Well, brother, I have a special Christmas present for you this year. We're going to change all that. Put on your coat. Come outside.
What, to fight?
No fighting. I have something to show you.
Out in the parking lot, several news vans were waiting. Paul put on his plaid shirt and cap, and everyone started to recognize him. It was on this day, Christmas Eve, that Paul held his first press conference.
That's Paul Bunyan!
Paul! Come over here! Paul!
Hi, everyone! As I think you know, my name is Paul Bunyan, and I'm a retired lumberjack from Minnesota. I'm here in Fauston tonight for a special announcement. A lot of people know about me and the work I did, but not as many people know an important part of the story. Here's my brother, Cordwood Pete DeLange. Now, you might not believe that we're brothers, because he's pretty much the size of my foot.
Thigh?
Calf, maybe. But Pete is my brother, and he was an important lumberjack, too. He borrowed my axe one year and cleared this entire county in one day. Even I could never do that. And unlike me, he settled down in one place. He helped build Fauston and never left. He started a number of businesses over the years, including... What's the latest one?
Well, it's, We sell things on eBay. I have a website.
He's an entrepreneur with a heart of gold. And he's my brother. I'm so grateful I get to spend Christmas with family. I hope all of you are as lucky as me to have a brother like Cordwood Pete. That's all. No questions. I have to go back in that bar and have some flapjacks with tomato sauce, cheese, and pepperoni with my brother.
They're called pizza, Paul. Pizza. Just be sure not to eat them all.
Don't worry, Pete. This time I'll save you a slice.
The Great Northern Radio Players.